Even as Israel was withdrawing from the Gaza Strip last September, it was steadily expanding Jewish settlements in the West Bank. In fact, the Jewish population of the West Bank is growing by 5% each year, and that has Palestinians worried that this growth will make it all but impossible to create a viable Palestinian state. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
A bulldozer plows into the rocky ground on a hillside near the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Nearby, hundreds of apartments are under construction in the Jewish settlement of Beitar Elit, about 8 miles west of Jerusalem. Beitar Elit was started in the mid-1980s, but has almost doubled its population in the past 5 years to 26,000 settlers.
The most active construction site right now is there, where the two cranes are.
Dror Etgez monitors settlement expansion for the dovish Israeli group Peace Now. Standing on a wind-whipped hillside overlooking Beitar Elit, Etgez says successive Israeli governments have been encouraging ultra-Orthodox Jews to move to settlements like this one.
The Israeli government had realized sometime in the beginning of the 80s that they can match one plus one.
He says the ultra-Orthodox were looking for inexpensive housing, and the Israeli government wanted to increase the number of Jews in the West Bank. So the government offered the ultra-Orthodox financial incentives to move to settlements. According to Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics, the Jewish population of the West Bank has increased by more than 12,000 so far this year, and more than 4,000 homes are currently in various stages of construction. Overall, about 250,000 Israelis now reside in the West Bank, and that figure does not include more than 200,000 Israelis who live in traditionally Arab East Jerusalem. Dror Etgez says the continued expansion of the West Bank settlements is undermining the prospects of a viable Palestinian state.
Construction of settlements is, by definition, a unilateral step, which Israel is doing.
Etgez says the future of the West Bank should be negotiated between Israel and the Palestinians. Most of the new West Bank construction is in the settlement blocks close to the green line separating Israel and the West Bank, which Israel says must remain part of the Jewish state even after a final peace deal with the Palestinians. Former Israeli ambassador to the United Nations, Dori Gold, says the Bush administration has accepted Israel's position on these settlement blocks.
What the United States has said is that it recognizes that ultimately when these negotiations are concluded, the only realistic outcome is that Israel retains these settlement blocks. Where there is disagreement is whether Israel should be building in the settlement blocks at present.
According to the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace, Israel is obliged to freeze all settlement construction in the West Bank and to dismantle dozens of unauthorized outposts. Dori Gold says Israel will meet those obligations when the Palestinians meet theirs.
With respect to the Palestinians, they're supposed to begin to dismantle the terrorist infrastructure and at a minimum supply unconditional ceasefire to Israel, so that we're really not even at stage one of the roadmap where the full freeze on Israeli settlement activity is supposed to begin.
Israeli officials acknowledge there have been some tensions with the Bush administration over an 8-square-mile section of the West Bank between Jerusalem and the settlement of Maale Adumim. Israeli officials say they have promised the Bush administration they will not build residential housing in the area, known as the E1. But they have sealed off the area and they are preparing to build a police station there. Danny Seidman, an Israeli lawyer and peace activist, says an Israeli decision to build an E1 would make a contiguous Palestinian state impossible.
E1 will, number one, seal East Jerusalem from its natural environs in the West Bank, and number two, dismember the West Bank into cantons, into a northern canton, Ramallah and north, and a southern canton of Bethlehem and south, both of which are disconnected from East Jerusalem, and both of which are disconnected from one another.
Israeli officials say if the Palestinian Authority dismantles the terrorist infrastructure in the West Bank and Gaza, Israel will abide by its commitments to the roadmap. But until then, they say, construction in the West Bank will continue. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.